Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and Gong Xi Fa Cai. And for those who are Cantonese speakers, Gong Hei Fa Choi. Welcome to the Happy Station Show, our annual Chinese New Year's special, because we're now right in the middle of Chinese New Year's. Chinese New Year's Eve was last Wednesday, and it will continue until the 20th, and so in a couple more days, and then everybody will be back at work on the 21st. We are now in the year of the dog. Yes, the year of the dog, which just happens to be yours truly, because I am a dog. I know that may sound funny if I say, yes, I'm a dog. It may have, of course, a double meaning, but I can assure you that I am a dog because of my birth date. And we will talk about that on today's program, as well as playing music that is dog-related. Yes, dog-related songs, I'm sure that many of you have heard at some point or another. So we hope you enjoy the music and the little talk that we have on today's program. So let's begin right away with Lobo and Me and You and a Dog Named Boo here on Happy Station from PCJ Radio International.
I remember to this day the bright red Georgia clay and how it stuck to the tire. Will Power made that old cargo. A woman's mind told me that so. Oh, how I wish we were back on the road again. Me and you and a dog named Boo, traveling and living off the land. Me and you and a dog.
And a Dog Named Boo, Lobo, beginning today's edition of Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. For this, the... what date is it? Yes, it's the... yes, the 18th of February, 2018. Now, we are, of course, in the year of the dog. Now, some of the other animals in the Chinese zodiac include the following, and I want to just mention them because in case people don't remember what they are. You have rat, ox, tiger, rabbit, dragon, snake, horse, goat, monkey, rooster, dog, and pig. Now, I don't suppose you want to be a dog because you can say, a pig rather. Oh, you look like a pig. What? No, that's meant to be a compliment. Yes. But anyway, mind you, there isn't just one type of dog for this, the year of the dog. There's actually many different types. You have the wood dog, the fire dog, earth dog, metal dog, water dog, wood dog, and so on and so on. Actually, they kind of repeat at certain times. Now, this year, we are the earth dog. The earth dog, which is called Wu Xing. Well, that's earth, by the way, as in earth, you know. With the Chinese zodiac calendar, of course, there are animals that do match with the dog. Okay, you have a tiger and horse. They match very well. The ones that kind of match in the middle would be pig, rabbit, goat, snake, rooster, ox, monkey, and rat. But if you are a dog, never, never date a dragon. You're asking for trouble. Yes, and that can mean actually many kinds of things. Now, Chinese New Year itself is a very interesting time. If you travel to China, Taiwan, you will notice the streets of major centers such as Beijing, Shanghai, Guangzhou, Taipei, and Kaohsiung are almost, well, at a standstill. Last Tuesday evening, the day before Chinese New Year's Eve, I went out to meet some friends who were actually going to be doing some traveling. So we decided to meet before everybody was occupied. Now, usually on a Tuesday evening, the streets are packed. And we went to one of the major shopping districts in Taipei, and it was almost deserted. It was almost deserted. And that's because most Taiwanese either travel back to their hometowns, where they're originally from, if they're not from Taipei, or use the opportunity to take a few extra days for Chinese New Year and do some traveling to places like South Korea, Japan, Singapore, Philippines, Indonesia, and also many countries in Europe. So it's a very quiet time, and it's usually like that for a few days. So Luckily, we have very nice weather at the moment, much nicer than we have had. So I've been personally using the time to do a bit of traveling, and it's perfect motorcycle weather. It's not too hot. Mind you, it doesn't really bother me so much, but it's perfect motorcycle weather. Beautiful blue skies, a nice 25 degrees centigrade, and very little traffic. So it's a very good time of the year. Now, personally, myself, somebody said to me, well, why don't you do any traveling? Well, first of all, because I actually have to work because I'm really busy, and I can only take a few days during Chinese New Year to actually do some exploring when I want. And second of all, do I really want to go to the airport when it's completely overcrowded? No, certainly not. It is the mad time of the year. So it's something that you actually try to avoid with a passion. So let's now have a little bit more music. Here's Elvis Presley and Hound Dog.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, a crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, a crying all the time. Bye.
Hound Dog and Elvis Presley, yes, here on Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. Now, one thing about the year of the dog, and we're going to get into stuff about, say, the zodiac signs. I don't really believe this stuff, but it is interesting nevertheless, and some people do. Not really my cup of tea, but anyway, it is 2018, the year of the dog, which is good for fortune. Yes, for fortune. Health. Yes, career and love prospects. Now, it's a 12-year cycle, so the years that include the year of the dog would be the following, for example: 1934, 1946, 1958, 1970, the year that I was born, 1982, 1994, 2006, and of course now 2018. The next year of the dog will be 2030. The dog occupies the 11th position in the Chinese zodiac after the rooster and before the pig. Now, if you were born in the year of the dog, that means, of course, you are a dog, and there are certain things that are, well, very lucky to you, okay? So if you are another dog like myself, try to remember these lucky numbers. If you're a gambler or you want to buy lottery tickets, try to include these numbers. You never know. It would be funny that if I give you the numbers and then somebody wins, and because they heard it from me. Now, I don't expect the entire amount of your winnings, but I do expect a percentage. I should say I'm just kidding, because some people might take me seriously on that. But anyway, the lucky numbers for the dogs are 3, 4, and 9. Yes, 3, 4, and 9. So go and buy a lottery ticket and try to include those numbers in there. Colors, yes, there are lucky colors. So either try to wear something, which is what some people will do, depending on what color goes, for example, with their animal, they will try to wear those colors. Now, what's funny, though, and I'm totally serious about this, at this time of year, usually at the beginning of the new Chinese calendar, some companies put out, are you ready for this? Lucky underwear. Now you're saying to yourself, what is lucky underwear? Is it a sexy lingerie or kinky underwear? No. Well, yes, it can be. It can be. But usually the lucky underwear comprise of the lucky colors. So if you're a dog, the lucky colors are red, green, and purple. Now, I have no idea if it could only be one color, or you can make a rainbow out of it with the three colors. It would be interesting to find out. As for flowers, yes, there are lucky flowers. There's a rose. Yes, everybody loves roses, except for perhaps the thorny bit. And orchids. Yes, actually, I do like orchids, I have to admit. It's one of my favorite flowers of all time. Oh, right. What we'll do now is we'll have a little bit more music, and then we come back more about Chinese New Year. And, of course, keeping our theme with dogs, the last two songs that we took a listen to have the word dog in the title. Well, this time the word dog is in the band title. It's Three Dog Night and Joy to the World.
Oh,
Yes, Three Dog Night. Three Dog Night with Joy to the World. Okay, now, we were talking just a few moments ago about the years that you would have to be born in to be a dog. The lucky numbers, lucky colors, and of course, lucky flowers. Now, there are, like I said, the year of the dog does fall on different years. And there's different types. There's the wood dog, fire dog, earth dog, gold dog, and water dog. And each of them, of course, means something different. So let's go through them because maybe this could be you. So if you are a wood dog, you would be born in 1934 or 1994. And you would be sincere, reliable, considerate, understanding, and patient. If you're a fire dog, I love the sound of that, fire dog. You know, I'm growling now like a dog. Fire dog. If you were a fire dog, you will be intelligent, hardworking, and sincere. Yes. Earth dog, which is myself, you would have to be born 1958. The year the dog would have to be on 1958 or 2018. But I'm neither, so even though in 2018 you would be an earth dog, you'd have to be born in 2018. So if you were born in 1958 or this year, well, wait a second, that would make no sense. Because if you were born this year, you're probably not even listening to the program. But if you were born in 1958, let's say, you would be communicative, serious, and responsible in work. Gold dog. Now, I am a gold dog. Yes, gold. Gold, 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 gold. You will be conservative, desirable, cautious, and always ready to help others. Yes. And finally, a water dog. You would have to be born in the years 1922 and 1982, and you would be brave and self-centered, even seemingly selfish, well-versed in dealing with financial issues. So, actually, that's quite a good thing, actually, I suppose. Now, we are, like I said, on today's program, because we have more. We have more coming up. And I'm trying to keep all the breaks as short as possible because we chose as many dog-related songs and I want to squeeze in as many as I can. So here's a dog-related song, a song that, well, many people are certainly familiar with. Patti Page and Doggy in the Window.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy is for sale. I must take a trip to California and leave my poor sweetheart alone. If he has a dog, he won't be lonesome, and the doggy will have a good home. How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy is for sale. I read in the papers there are robbers with flashlights that shine in the dark. My love needs a doggy to protect him and scare them away with one bar. I don't want a bunny or a kitty. I don't want a parrot that talks. I don't want a bowl of little fishies. He can't take a goldfish for a walk. How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. for sale.
Patty Page and Doggy in the Window. So, let's now move on to famous dogs. Yes, famous dog, and what element or type of dog they are. Well, there's Winston Churchill, who was born November 30th, 1874, and he is a wood dog. Mother Teresa, born August 26, 1910, she's a gold dog. Elvis Presley, who we heard a while ago with Hound Dog, born January 8, 1935, is a wood dog. U.S. President Bill Clinton, born August 19, 1946, is a fire dog. Oh, there's actually a couple of other presidents here as well. George Bush, or that's George W. Bush, born July 6, 1946, is a fire dog. Donald Trump. I say it that way, okay? Donald Trump. Born June 14th, 1946. He's also a fire dog. So let's move on. Steven Spielberg. Born December 18th, 1946. Is also a fire dog. Madonna. Born August 16th, 1958. An earth dog. The late Michael Jackson. August 29th, 1958. An earth dog. And the only, say, contemporary singer on the list is Justin Bieber. And he was born March 1st, 1994. And he is a wood dog. Now, before we were talking about lucky numbers, now, I should mention one thing, because the numbers that I mentioned were 3, 4, and 9, right? But you can also combine those numbers. So, for example, 3, 4, and 9. You could make 34, 39, 49, 94, and so on and so on and so on. So I should just mention to you that it doesn't exactly have to be those numbers. The lucky days of the China Lunar Month, which is February, are the 7th, which we just passed, and of course the 28th, which is towards the end of the month. Your lucky directions. Now, these are directions that, well, I would suggest you go out every day and stand in front of them. There's east, southeast, and northeast. And the lucky months for the Chinese lunar calendar would be the 6th month of the year, the 10th month, and, of course, the 12th month. Now, there are things that you should keep away from. Things you should keep away from. And that's unlucky numbers and everything else. So first, unlucky numbers. Don't go for 1, don't go for 6, and certainly don't go for 7. You're asking for trouble. The unlucky colors are blue, white, and gold. Now, blue happens to be my personally favorite color, but this year I'm going to make sure that I try not to wear anything blue. I might have blue thoughts, but that's a whole different kettle of fish. Unlucky directions, southeast. Yes, keep away from southeast. And the unlucky months for the Chinese zodiac calendar are the 5th month and the 8th month. Well, let's have now a little bit more music, and we're going to find out who let the dogs out. But I'm not quite sure. The Baha Men. And who let the dogs out?
$1 billion. The question is, who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
It was nice, the party was pumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas started in calling. And the girls respond to the call. I heard a woman shout out,
who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
I see the young people had a ball, so she believed on this get out. Scruffy, bus scruffy, get back, you flea, invest in mongrel. I tell myself I'm man, no get angry.
Hey,
yeah,
V-I-O.
Two Eddie cows calling them canine. Hey,
V-I-O.
But they tell me, hey man, it's part of the party.
Hey,
V-I-O. Put a woman in front and a man behind. I heard a woman shout out,
who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Say, a doggy is nothing if he don't have a bone.
Oh, doggy, hold your bone. Oh, doggy, hold it.
A doggy is nothing if he don't have a bone.
Oh, doggy, hold your bone. Oh, doggy, hold it.
Billy Bongers, get out. Get back, Gruffy. Bash, Gruffy. Get back, you flea infested mongrel.
Well, if I am a dog, the party is on. I gotta get my groove on, cause my mind I'm gone. Do you see the rays coming from my eye? Walking through the place, the Digimon is breaking them down. Me and my white socks, short, deal and gancy color. Any caliber do, I think I knew, that's why they call me Pitbull. Cause I'm the man of the land, when they see me, they say, ooh.
Who let the dogs out? 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 Who let your dogs out? Who let your dogs out? Who let your dogs out?
Yes, the Baja Man with Who Let the Dogs Out here on Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. And of course, I should mention before we continue with today's program, next week's edition of Happy Station is going to be the second of our monthly anniversary specials for the 90th anniversary of the Happy Station show. So that's going to be on next week's program. What the theme is going to be, well, you'll just have to tune in and find out. Now, let's talk about the dog's personality with a little bit more detail. Dogs are loyal and honest and admirable, kind, cautious, and prudent. They do have a strong sense of loyalty and sincerity. Dogs will do everything for the person who they think is the most important. As dogs are not good at communication, it is difficult for them to convey their thoughts to others. Therefore, dogs tend to leave others with the impression that they have a stubborn personality. Sounds like me. I do have a very stubborn personality. They're born with good nature. Dogs tend to not be criminals or to seek dishonest gains. They also need a quiet life, a good family life, and therefore forget the ugliness and evil on earth. Dogs are always ready to help others and do not care about their own interests. But if they find themselves betrayed by cunning people, they will feel shocked and hurt. When thrown in doubt, dogs think the world is evil and complicated. They will criticize sharply when giving comments or something and infer all things are according to their own pessimistic point of view. Overall, dogs enjoy good health, for they tend to be happy all of the time. Dogs are active in sports, so they are resilient to illness such as colds, coughs, and fevers. In heavy work periods and frequent social activities, they should ensure that they get plenty of rest in addition to taking proper exercise, which will benefit both their physical and mental health. Dogs are not keen about seeking money and power. They feel less stressed and tense at work in their own home life. Yes, I know some people like that, you know. Dogs, fortune, career, health, and love prospects. Ah, actually, it's kind of good to very good. That's actually good for some people. Of course, fortunes, yes. If you're going to make some type of, how would I put it this way? Investments. If you're a dog, do it this year. Now, I should mention, of course, you know, don't come to me later and say, well, it didn't work out for me. I'm just saying, in the Chinese zodiac calendar, it's a good year to make investments. Also, looking for a new job and to get a promotion. So, yes, I would suggest you you do that. Now, we were talking about... No, let's actually have another piece of music because, like I said, I want to try to play as many songs as we can on today's program. So our next song today is by The Beatles. It's a song that I enjoy very much, and it's called Hey Bulldog. Bulldog and the Beatles here on Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. Now, we were talking about the compatibility with the dog, okay? If you're a dog, the best would be to go after somebody who's a rabbit. Those who are complementary would be rat, tiger, monkey, and pig. Those who are average would be an ox, snake, horse, and another dog. Not really good to have two dogs together. And the worst, the ones you want to avoid with a plague, are the dragon, goat, and rooster. So always try to avoid those ones. Now, if you want to read more about the Year of the Dog, there are a number of places you can go to online. Just put Year of the Dog, and you'll find all this kind of information as well. For example, one of the things that if you are looking for a new job because it's a good career year, there are certain careers, of course, if you're a dog, you should consider. They include a police officer, scientist, counselor, interior designer, professor, politician, priest, nurse, clerk, and judge. But as I said before, I mean, this, you know, it's the Zodiac thing, but I'm just saying this is an idea, just an idea that I want to pass along to you. But like I said, you can find a lot more of this information online. It is actually a rather interesting thing because there's websites out there that go into a tremendous amount of detail, and you can also have a lot of fun with it. So let's now have a little bit more music because there's a few more songs that I want to squeeze into on today's program. Cat Stevens and I Love My Dog.
As much as I love you, but you may fade, my dog will always come through. All he asks from me is the food to give him strength. All he ever needs is love, and that he knows he'll get. So I love my dog as much as I love you, but you may fade, my dog will always come through. All the pay I need comes a shining through his eyes. I don't need no cold water to make me realize that I love my dog as much as I love you. But you may fade, my dog will always come through. As much as I love you, though you may fade, my dog will always come through.
Hello, I'm Keith Perron, host of the Happy Station Show from PCJ Radio International, which next year will celebrate its 90th anniversary. Along with many new listeners that we have attracted over the last 7 years, there are also many of you that tune in who remember the Eddie Starts and Tom Meyer days.
Things are getting to be more improvised any minute. What was the name of this beautiful piece? Nobody knows. The trouble I've seen. Kiss it up.
Over the past few years, many of you have commented that you enjoy when we go into the archives and broadcast material that hasn't been heard in decades. With a number of people asking if the Happy Station Show and Radio Nederland archives will be made available. And guess what? Yes. That's right. Yes. The answer is yes.
Can you imagine When Happy Station was only 7 years old, you started...
I would like to invite you to become a patron at Patreon. At Patreon, you will be able to hear the latest Happy Station show. And for those who are patrons, you will have full access to unedited Happy Station shows and Radio Netherlands content, both in sound and vision, from the past 89 years. All these sound recordings have been remastered from the original tapes and discs. And let's talk about films for a moment. That's right, Happy Station did produce some films. And we went back to this production studio and remastered them. Now just look at how the original 16mm print looked before. But after spending numerous hours going frame by frame, now look at it.
It was really only a hunch. I had an intuition that... He had style enough.
Now, I know that many of you right now would like to see and hear these historical programs. Well, guess what? It's time for you to become a patron at Patreon. Those who become patrons at Patreon will be helping to support the digitization of all these tapes and films.
You cross your fingers, you hold your heart. It's curtain time and away we go.
Those who are patrons will also get rewards like rare music recordings, rare programs, books, and much more. Also, if we reach our goal of $200 a month, PCJ Radio International will produce special programs that will be broadcast on shortwave for you. So come on now, show your support today, become a patron at Patreon. For more information, visit www.patreon.com/PCJRadio. Paramaribo, 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 Paramaribo.
She hurt my feelings deep. I'm gonna buy me a dog.
A dog?
A dog.
Why?
Why?
'Cause I need a friend now.
Babe, you need all the friends you can get, I'm telling you.
I'm gonna buy me a dog. My girl, no love, no how.
Don't ruin my song. It's the only song
really,
I have.
Ruined.
Where's the verse? She used to bring me my newspaper.
You don't even know where it's at.
She knew where it was at. She used to keep me so contented. But I can teach a dog to do that. I'm gonna buy me a dog.
You couldn't teach a dog to do that. You can only train elephants.
'Cause I need a friend now.
I need a friend now.
Now.
Yeah.
I'm gonna buy me a dog.
A dog here over Fido's spot.
One, two, three, four.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
Hike!
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 I was late on that one. I just got back from Africa, you know. I was playing cards with the natives.
Oh, Zulus?
No, I usually won.
I wish I had a glass of water.
Why, you thirsty?
No, I want to see if my neck links. I'd buy a raccoon, but John already has one.
35
bucks.
Okay.
I'm gonna buy me a dog.
Dog.
A dog. I need a friend now.
Yeah, yeah.
Boop, boop, shabop, bop, ram-a-lam. I'm gonna buy me a dog. What, my girl don't love me no how. How?
Now,
now, brown cow.
I think I'm gonna buy me a dog, yes sir. I'm gonna buy me a dog. If I was looking for a word to describe what I'm gonna buy, I think dog would be the word. It would be dog. That would come springing from my lips. Dog. Boing, boing, boing. It'd be springing.
Tell me, can you turn it off, please? Can somebody open the door and let us out?
coming to take us away. Yes, one group of Annabelle the Monkeys singing about Buy Me a Dog. We still have two songs to squeeze in today. Some of you may remember a hit from the 1970s called Disco Duck. Well, there's actually one called Disco Dog. Yes, Disco Dog, performed by Roy Enzel and his studio orchestra. Yes, yes, Disco Dog. Anyway, we're nearly at the end of the program. Hope you tune in next week for our second 90th anniversary special for Happy Station, which we're doing every month, the last Sunday of every month, until November this year. We're going to end today with Barry Lippman and his orchestra with The Whistler and His Dog. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Perron wishing you so long, au revoir, au wiedersehen, adios amigos, sayonara, etc., etc., and of course, gong si fa tai and gong hei fa choy. Bye-bye.